In 2011, I really needed to connect with other parents who shared my fear and my desperation. I was so afraid that my sons couldn't get into college, but pressing was my fear that if they did get in, I didn't know how we would pay for it. So let me lead with a spoiler at the introduction to the anniversary edition. Everyone got in, everyone graduated, and no one has student loan debt. So I published the first edition of this book in 2012. At that time, homeschooling for college credit was a noun. It was the title of my book. I started a Facebook page. I began posting. Though I had about 20 years of experience working in a large college system, I couldn't teach the pre-enrollment strategies as an employee. By the time I had the students, it really was too late. I needed a neutral place, a platform that I could teach openly and I could talk freely with the parents before they came in and passed that point of no return. I needed a neutral platform to teach and talk to the students before they had passed the point of no return. From 2012 to about 2018, Homeschooling for College Credit, my book, only sold about 1,000 copies. So to say that it got off to a slow start is really an understatement. The message was necessary. I really felt moved to keep working on it, and so I kept pushing. By 2018, Homeschooling for College Credit wasn't just a book. Now it was a verb, it was an adjective, it was a tribe. As more parents enthusiastically contributed to our body of knowledge, it grew and we grew. We grew nationally. By the time I released the second edition of the book, we had support groups in Facebook in every single state. And these were led by motivated and resourceful homeschooling for college credit parents. The second edition was really accumulation of about 12,000 parents asking hard questions, answering questions, sharing resources. The second edition was so profoundly different from the first. The second edition was an elaborate how-to map. It was taught by parents from other states, and it was taught by me, and it was really a guide on how to bring college credit into any homeschool in any situation. So, unlike the first, when I wrote the second edition, it immediately grabbed the number one bestseller slot on Amazon in the homeschool category. I was very proud. My work was done. Mic drop, but not so fast. So I was so wrong. I was so wrong. 2 years after writing the second edition, the Peace de Renaissance, our country experienced the most significant shift in higher education and in K through 12 education that we really had ever seen. So if your teen is entering college in 2024 or later, you have 10 times the opportunities that you had back in 2018. I mean, millions of families in the United States transitioned from homeschooling or other alternative forms of education during that lockdown and the school closures. So parents who never considered homeschooling before COVID-19 pandemic started embracing and enjoying that experience. Our organization, the Homeschooling for College Credit Organization, grew from about 19,000 pre-pandemic to just about 59,000 2 years later. And that's where we are today. As I write this today, the headline or the takeaway of that change isn't that homeschooling for college credit parents are in great company. Even though our community is larger and it is warm and encouraging and wonderful, the headline is how the higher education industry is responding to homeschoolers, how they are responding to remote learning, how they are responding to alternative credit options. And it's really about their desperate fight for our enrollment. As you may know, college is more expensive than ever. People are becoming a lot more skeptical of the value of that degree. When hundreds of thousands of people call out a college on their value proposition, there's a massive shift in how they do business. Today, it's colleges that are fearful and desperate. It shouldn't be you. It's literally a buyer's market in education. Colleges are fighting for your teen. But here's the kick. They don't want you to recognize that desperation. Their propaganda doesn't reveal that sense of urgency. But the stats don't lie. The data doesn't lie. We will explore that further in this book and in this edition. So your opportunities today are so beyond what was possible in 2018. and they are growing. That called for a new addition. In May of 2023, my final son graduated from homeschool. So I'm proud to report that his high school graduation was the same weekend as his college graduation. He received his Associate of Applied Science degree in welding. We did this simultaneously with his homeschool diploma from our homeschool. So as an aspiring welder, he had the advantage of having me as a mom because I knew how to homeschool for college credit. I knew how to get him career ready at that time. In 10th grade, he earned a welding certificate, which was about 5 welding courses. And we did this alongside of the 3 R's that he did during homeschool time with me. In 11th grade, he earned that college's welding diploma, which was about 10 college courses. Now, I helped him in that time, learning his high school math and doing more writing practice. And since his certificate was nested inside of his diploma, these courses slowly replaced the homeschool courses, and we became more strategic with his schedule. Somewhere around the end of 12th grade, he was only taking college courses, and we knew that he would finish his degree in high school. We expected that his high school graduation requirements would be met by his college courses and his high school courses. He actually exceeded the high school graduation requirements. So nesting, stacking, double dipping, these are strategies that maximize efficiency. The best way for a motivated parent to bring college credit into the homeschool plan is by resourceful planning. It takes a motivated parent and also a motivated teen to get the most out of a program. Now, my son's degree cost us less than about $900 spread out over 3 years. I am highly motivated to save money, but it wouldn't have worked if my son didn't or couldn't have completed the coursework. Teens are not always motivated. So in this new edition, I will also speak very candidly about dips in motivation. And that includes theirs as well as ours. What I did with my youngest son is impressive, but I want you to be patient because I never share these stories as a way to show off. I share these stories so that you know that there's a road paved ahead of you. Thousands of homeschooling for college parents in our community are in front of you, and they are paving the road, and they are making it easier for you to follow in their footsteps. I will ask you to do the same. When you join our community, you widen that road. You allow even more parents to come up behind you. The Homeschooling for College Credit community is really unlike any homeschool group you've ever belonged to. I will talk about it often in this book because finding your people will help you succeed. Now, I open this book with my youngest son's story because he earned his credential in a blue-collar trade. Often we associate college credit with only going to a 4-year university. Still, in this book, you'll see that homeschooling for college credit is a process, and it works for many types of credentials and degrees. I frequently use the word credential instead of degree because I want to underscore that college credit in your family might specifically be a credential or it could be for a degree. A degree is one kind of a credential, but it's certainly not the only type, and it's not the only type of ticket that they may need to begin their career. Many of our teens enter occupations that require something other than or even addition to their degree. Frequently, a student needs more skills or employment than just their degree. Now, resourceful parents recognize a plan for this. You can learn the types of courses, training, licenses, certifications, or other credentials that your teen will need. Do not assume that colleges will do this for you. In short, homeschooling for college credit is not just for quote unquote college. It's a philosophy. It's a philosophy of bringing their occupational and educational goalposts closer. Whether your teen plans to open a business, enter the military, pursue a trade, test out of their degree, become a nurse, or even a doctor, there really is no limit to the opportunities available to your family. Unlike the first edition, this book isn't about my sons. Now, they hate when I write about them, so I will do my best to preserve their privacy. But still, I did homeschool all my sons from day one through high school graduation. Each of them had different career goals, educational abilities. So my homeschool program for each of them was very different in tremendous ways. Some of them earned certificates, some earned college diplomas, some earned college career diplomas, some earned 2-year degrees, some earned 4-year degrees. Some of my kids worked way above grade level, but others struggled academically and were below grade level. Yet they all earned college credit in high school. They all graduated from college, and they all now work in their respective career fields. Also unique to this edition is my use of the word teen instead of child or children. Now, the past decade has reminded me that homeschool families come in every shape and size. So while some of you will be reading this for your quote-unquote child, really the spirit of this content is for those of you with students in their teen years. As parents of teens, you are in the optimal phase of their education to help them transition off into college. What I teach can apply to some of the younger children, but the more extensive overarching principle, specifically for those of you who want to help bring that goalpost closer, is really most relevant to the parent of a teen. Suppose that you're reading this for an 8-year-old gifted child. Now, in that case, I would encourage you to find lots of ways to challenge your child and source experts in gifted education. Accumulating too much college credit can actually backfire for future degrees and financial aid eligibility. Earning a degree very, very early also brings a host of new problems, and those are really beyond the scope of this book. So the optimal age that I'm talking to for homeschooling for college credit are parents of teens 13 to 19. Now, in 2018, I wrote that my family had 9 degrees from 7 different colleges, but today, at the end of 2023, when I'm recording this, we have 15 degrees from 11 different colleges. My husband, bless his heart, is in the middle of his doctoral program, and one of our sons recently enrolled back into our state university to upgrade his cybersecurity credential. So yes, we are still working on our education. We are still paying cash for everything. And no, we are not wealthy. I will share hundreds of examples of other families that are doing this exact same thing, and you can do this too. Now, I'm a very education-minded person, as most homeschooling parents are, and I believe that a degree or credential is necessary for most careers. I do not believe that parents should allow their teens to go into life-altering debt for any degree. Parents have wisdom that teens don't have, and we all know the impact having a mountain of debt can have on a young adult as they start out their life. So here's a fair warning. I am really obsessed with getting a college degree for the lowest cost possible. The degree that your teen needs might be costly, but I promise you that 99% of those pursuing that degree are probably overpaying. Unlike people who suggest that your teen should skip college, you're not going to get that advice here. Your teen should get a degree. But in this book, I'm going to show you how to use any college's policies to your advantage. You will discover how to send your teen to college with some or most of their degree already finished before they even start. The kicker here is that college credit earned during high school costs pennies on the dollar compared to what college credit will cost after high school. Outsourcing their college credit during high school is how we did it. It's how 59,000 other homeschooling for college credit families are doing it, and it's how you can do it too. I've come out of this process honored by many messages, emails, thank you notes, and the thank you letters and the happy stories have always inspired me to find new and creative ways to help you earn college credit. I've shared a few of those happy stories in each of the chapters to follow. And the encouragement and the success experienced by other parents should motivate you to see what's possible too. So whether you're new to the homeschooling for college credit family, or if you're a seasoned veteran, I hope that my work blesses your family. Thanks for listening.